Hey, you're listening to the 5-Minute Talk Show with Phil Iazetta. We're bringing you today's best comedy and entertainment personalities. And now here's your big shot host, Phil Iazetta.
For everyone growing up, though, now in this generation, you're the guy. I mean, do you
realize? I think somewhat. I'm also kind of pigeonholed into the sports thing, which is the main thing I've done. And people don't realize that I do other impressions and other characters and stuff like that. So it's good and bad. I mean, it's funny because I'll come out and people will say, well, you know, I don't want to go to a show because it's all sports. I'm like, no, it's like the news. Like, there's a sports section. I do a little weather and then a fluff story.
But you can do anyone. I wouldn't say, and if people really have watched your act, they know, and I've watched you, I've studied you, because I'm amazed, because it's an art, Frank. I mean, what you do, not many people in the world can do.
And I'm pretty much the Louvre of comedians.
You're like really Picasso of comedy.
Yeah.
No, because you're very scientific about it. Can you explain the pizza slice and
what
you mean
the line
that?
Across the eyes, it's a, you know, you make a triangle going downward toward the chin. So it's a line across your eyes, across your eyebrows. And then a triangle down. So it doesn't matter what your cheeks and stuff look like. It's how the eyes, nose, and mouth form. So then you can sell the stuff. Even the voices I don't do that are that good are sold by the facial expressions and mannerisms and stuff like that.
So if I'm doing George Bush, you know, you see it. Or with Barack Obama, it's do that a lot. It's like you talk slow at the beginning and speed up at the end. You know, it's the two parts.
When did this start?
I don't know. I started getting into it. I went to school for broadcast journalism and then graduated with a degree in radio television and realized I didn't want to be the one asking the questions. I'd rather answer them. So I started going out and trying it. There's nothing to lose. And I had fun and it worked. You know, it was the John Madden impression was the first thing that took off.
You know, you hear all the things you do. And
I hear some of those old John Madden things I do and it's, the quarterback! I'm like, oh, and people thought this was good? What was that? Nowadays, people are like John Gruden is the new John Madden. I'm like, no, he's the opposite. John Madden would tell you things you already know. He'd say things like, hey, that guy's got mud on his jersey. Gruden's more like Dennis Miller doing Monday Night Football, except he doesn't know the references.
Right.
It's like he's on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and he's lost the lifelines. He's just talking his way through. It's like, I'll tell you what, man, that play right there, that play was magical, man. I wonder if he went to school for a play like that. What's the name of that school Harry Potter went to? Hogwarts. I'll tell you what, man. I don't care if you're Minerva, McGonagall, Albus, Dumbledore, Severus Snape. You're Harry Potter. You're pretty good at the game of Quidditch, man.
I feel like I'm doing a disservice to everyone. The impression is great. The voice is great. But the face. I don't know. You crinkle your nose just like Gruden.
It's weird, isn't it, man?
It's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just incredible.
You really are. If you want to see incredible in person, go to frankcaliendo.com. Whole list of shows.
The easiest way, too, now, we made it even simpler for people, frankonstage.com.
That's
so
easy.
If you go to frankonstage.com, you don't even have to learn how to spell Caliendo, which is the letter C, the word alien, and the word do. But it's,
well, I'm Italian. That comes
right?
easy for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, right. Right. But if you're in the Midwest, they're like, what, Frank Calamari? lots of stuff going on, the ESPN stuff, Twitter, at Frank Caliendo.
We lost a legendary comedian a couple months ago, and I've never heard anyone do a better impression than Robin Williams than you. I loved it, Frank, when you were talking about him doing the Wizard of Oz by himself. Because when you said it, I thought to myself, you know, there's only one guy in the world that could possibly do the entire
that's
cast.
That would be his thing. Oh my goodness, what an incredibly wonderful thing. Okay, and we're back.
Were you a huge fan of his?
Yeah. Well, he and Jonathan Winters were my favorites.
When they were together on Mork and Mindy, was that not perfect?
Just great. And that Barbara Walters interview was awesome, too.
What about the Carson interview where he came out in the Civil War uniform, Jonathan Winters? Was that not
That's one of those situations where you never know what's going to happen. How dare you? I don't even know who I am right now.
If you would have to say your favorite of all time, would it be Jonathan Winters?
He'd be up there. I don't know. I like the sketch guys, too. Carvey and Jim Carrey.
Is there anyone that you've met, though, in the business where you were like, wow, you know what? I mean, as a kid, I just can't believe. Was it like a Carlin? Was it Williams?
To meet them? I never met Robin Williams. I always wish I had. I never met Jonathan Winters either. So Carvey, I've done some stuff with Dennis Miller on his radio show with Carvey. That was surreal to be doing that. That's probably the coolest moment for me, like to be riffing with Dana Carvey.
Well, let me tell you, the coolest moment for me was riffing with you.
So true.
Frank.
Aren't we supposed to talk about John Campanera for a second?
Oh, that's right.
Campanera!
He would get so angry with me because I spoke to him, and he was like, you know, that Caliendo guy.
You know, before me, he was only doing 5 seconds of John Madden.
That's exactly what he
said. I told him, explain the jokes. That's how you do it. That's my opener.
That's so rare, though, for another comedian to help, at least for me, because I always
I don't
see
think
the
so.
Dark
a lot of the
side.
Chicago comics were helpful and stuff like that. Yeah, I think. But he's a great guy, too. You know, he gave Drew Carey a start when you think about
really?
It. Yeah. Yeah, there was on his. It was on Campanera's show that he was on. Drew Carey, hey, man, now I'm doing The Price Right. That's cool.
That's right. Well, let me tell you, Frank, anytime you want to stop by, you have a home here. We absolutely love everything you do.
You're
FrankOnStage.com, FrankCaliendo.com. If you want to experience live comedy, you got to go and see this guy. You're a throwback.
And don't forget the tweeter at Frank Caliendo on Twitterfication.
Frank Caliendo, thanks for stopping by.
This is John Mulrooney from Mulrooney in the Morning, and you have been listening to the 5-Minute Talk Show with Phil Iazetta. Give us a like on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and just keep listening at 5MinuteTalkShow.com.